This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I'm watching the news today. I'm watching what you guys are sending me. There's so much out there that we could play with. Rick Trader's going to join me, host of Conservative Commandos Radio. He's on also on WNJC in Philadelphia. Philly. I know. All right. I should do that because I get mad when you guys do that about Boston because it just doesn't sound right. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's get right to it. The carrier deal today. And I'm going to talk about this with Rick a little bit. The carrier deal that came out today. I am loving the fact that these people are going out. The people on the left are going out of their minds with this carrier deal. We don't. I can't even believe some of the mouthpieces at CNN actually said we can't get excited about the deal because we don't know what's in it. We don't know what he's given away. I believe it was Nancy Pelosi who said we have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. So we have to make the deal. But they hate when you do this to them. You know that. That's why they hate the interweb. Because all their old garbage is up there. So we have to make the deal before we can find out what's in it. What's hard to understand about that? And they're mad that he's given $750,000, or was it, no, $750,000 in tax credits and cuts, and there's other things going on that we don't know about. And you know what I can, you know, all I have to say is, he's using Obama as an example. What's the problem? No, think about it. Mr. Obama gave Solyndra, what, $500 million by the time he got done? How many green companies got grants or bailouts, grants, whatever, from this administration? How many? And some of them even got grants and bailouts when they were on their way out. They were days away from filing bankruptcy. Would you give your money? Would you grant money? Would you give dollars to a company that was going under? Hey, give me a few more bucks. At least I'll last three more days. How does that work? So governments all over the place do this. Yeah, Los Angeles, where I live, Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, you have sports arenas that were subsidized at tens of millions of dollars by the Democrat-run L.A. City Council. I mean, L.A. is run by Democrats, period. That's all that has ever run that city, right into the ground. Potholes you can lose small cars in. Right? Nobody's complaining about that, are they, though? Look what Dems did in Detroit. Did all those tax subsidies help there? Happens in Chicago on a regular basis. New York. Right? New York was no taxes for 10 years or something like that if you brought your business there. Nobody screamed about that. Why? Because you have a Democrat that's a governor of the state. Shh, don't say anything bad. They're hypocrites. This is why, they get so mad at me. The locals that I know, the local hypocrites that I know, they get so mad at me. And I say, what are you mad at me for? This is your group, your tribe. This is what you've decided is right and real. What's the problem? So it only makes sense, it's only real, and it's only okay, if I got this right, if a Democrat-controlled group does it. But when a Republican does it, it's not so good. And then the other thing you guys fail to see, and we've talked about it a million times on this show, so I'm sure some of you are fine with it, saving 1,000 jobs. Now there are still jobs going to Mexico, to other plants in Mexico. There's a lot more to this deal than just what we're hearing. Right? More bits and pieces. And when you keep 1,000 people there, I want you to think about something. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. I mean, really want you to give some deep thought to this. Let's just talk on a personal level. You still keep about 600 kids in school, which means you've got school teachers that still get to keep their jobs. Right? You've got 1,000, well, let's say 500, 600 homes that are no longer going to be foreclosed upon. People still be able to stay in the community and do the right thing and enjoy themselves. Right? Come on, give it some thought. The people that maintain the plant, the outskirts, the outer edge of people that take care of this, or take care of the plant, do the gardening, they're going to keep their jobs. The plumbers, the people who work for the electric company, they help keep supplying electricity to the plant. The people who work for the sewer companies, the people who, you see where I'm going with this? We forget about all of this. We have lost sight of it's more than just a couple of jobs. There's tax dollars that go into this. So as long as those people aren't blowing money all over the place, I'm good with this, guys. I really am. I'm good with this. Some of you aren't. I think it's a great thing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you're up on Facebook, you can be part of the conversation there as well. Please do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Trader's going to join me after the break. Because we have got so much happening. I mean that, seriously. We'll be right back. I hope. I think.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. I don't care whether we're on the same side or not. I really don't. As long as you're coming at it honestly, as long as you want to talk about it openly, as long as you don't want to throw stupid words at me, I can go down. You know, I'm going to do that old George Carlin thing where he had the 7 words you couldn't say on TV. I'm going to have the 7 words you can't say on The Real Side with Joe Messina because they're just so stupid. Anyway, stupid. Wow, that sounds familiar. Let me bring Rick Trader on with me. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, Joe, it's great to be with you once again, and thank you for not interrupting the Donald Trump campaign rally from Cincinnati. Wait, didn't we have the election already? I forgot.
He's not in the seat yet now. I guess he's close enough.
He's not in the seat. You know, in a sense, Joe,
yeah,
he reminded me a little bit of Barack Obama. Barack
Ooh.
Obama loved the adoration of the crowd. He loved to campaign, and maybe we have another narcissist in chief, but at least this time he's our narcissist in chief.
Yeah, well, look, I'm still going to do what I said I was going to do all along, which I'm going to give him a few months to get in there, sit down. Let's see what he pulls off. I'm not overly excited by some of his choices for his cabinet, but I want to talk to you about something different. I want to talk to you about this Carrier deal, all right? And as conservatives, people telling me I should be upset because he made a tax deal with Carrier. He made a deal with Carrier that would take taxpayer dollars and put them in Carrier's pocket. I said this is done every day of the week. It's done by governments, you know, local, state, federal, whatever. To help companies stay here, and it adds so much more value. Are you, first of all, how do you feel about the Carrier deal, and are you okay with him giving them some tax breaks?
Well, how do I feel about the Carrier deal? Probably not as good as the 1,100 people who right before Christmas heard that they're not going to lose their job.
Yep.
That's a good thing for them.
Yep.
About tax breaks for businesses, well, I live in a little township right here, and we've got two Walmarts, and we have these Walmarts thanks to the township giving Walmarts tax deals. Now, who works at these Walmarts? People do, Joe. And, you know, we have to remember one thing. It's not their money. It's our money in the first place.
Right.
And the more our money that stays into the community, the better I think it is for everybody.
I agree.
I mean, those tax breaks built to Walmarts, provided those jobs. Those tax breaks are, those 1,100 people who work for Carrier are going to have their jobs. They've got a lot to celebrate. So, you know, this is putting tax money to good use.
Yeah.
Good use.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
No, I agree with you. And I was telling people, it's not just them. It's the people that work for the electric company, for the water company, for the gas company in that area. It's at least 600 homes now that won't get foreclosed on, and kids that get to go. Right? I mean, it keeps the community. Let's get away from the person. It keeps the community alive, and tax dollars will be generated. Right, Rick?
But, Joe, that's a great point. You know, not just the 1,100 people at the Carrier plant, all the other businesses around there, the luncheonettes, the hoagie shops, the drugstores.
You're trying to make me hungry. The hoagie shops.
Well,
oh, God. I love it.
Hey, don't forget, we're right here in Philly where we have the best hoagies in the world, but I won't tell you about that.
Oh, God, you try to kill me. But, no, and I'm good with it. And then the other thing I thought was really, really funny was the people from CNN that are coming out and saying, well, we really don't know what's in the bill. We have no idea the details of the bill, and I guess we'll figure this out when we finally... I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of hypocrites. You were all for the deal with Cuba. You were all for the deal with Iran, and not a word about what was in the details.
They were all for Obamacare, and we've got to wait to pass it to find out what's in it. Remember that show?
Yeah.
They didn't care about those little details at the time. That took one-sixth of our economy,
yeah.
That confiscated one-sixth of our economy. They didn't care about the devil in those little details, but a factory was saved. A community was saved.
Right.
People's lives were saved. Oh, but we got to have those details right now.
Oh, yeah. And then one of the boneheads on MSNBC comes out and says, yeah, but you know, he didn't save them all. There's still 600 jobs that are going to end up in Mexico. And I'm thinking... And you're, well, I guess he's our current president, and your Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, he would let them all go without a phone call. They were complaining that should a president really be calling CEOs of a company? Wasn't Mr. Obama, when he was first in, wasn't he calling for CEO, actually calling them and telling them to get stimulus help, the CEO would have to step down? Wasn't he calling the CEOs of GTE and a dozen other companies? Wasn't he doing that?
Joe, do you remember all the Chevrolet dealerships that were closed down?
Oh, my God, yes.
Because of Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Do you remember all those jobs that were lost, all those businesses that were lost
yep.
because of Barack Obama? Or how about Hillary Clinton? and Barack Obama say, we are going to bankrupt the coal industry.
Yep.
How about those jobs that were closed down? They were job killers. This man is a job saver and a job producer.
Yeah, I can already see.
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know me. He was not my first choice.
No, I
okay?
know. Yeah.
But I want to give the man a chance, just like I gave Barack Obama a chance. Okay?
Yep.
But this guy is not even president, and he saved 1,100 jobs.
He's working.
And then you got Josh. Then you got Josh Earnest.
You know.
Josh Earnest today, who says, "Well, when he does this 804 more times, that's the number of jobs that Barack Obama produced or manufactured or whatever, saved or whatever." Yeah, Josh, those were burger flipping jobs.
No, no, I go better. I go better with you. We still have the lowest job participation rates since after World War II. What is wrong with this guy? You know, again, they think because they say it, it's truth. You've got Barack Obama running around talking about he's leaving this. Listen to this. You want to talk about narcissism? He's leaving this country in better shape than he got it. He's
in
saying
his
this.
Opinion.
He's saying
it. I know,
this.
But in whose opinion?
Wow.
Just because he's saying it or fact. You know, Joe, you know, you talk about job participation rates. Thank you.
Yeah, about the
thank
one.
You. It's late. It's 9:30 here. What do you expect? Job participation, okay? How about all the records that Barack Obama did produce, like record number of people on welfare, record number of people on disability, record number of people on food stamps? How about those records? Let's talk about those records.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rick Trader joins me. He's the host of Conservative Commando Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm always amazed. During a show, you guys don't see it, but off to my left, I have the Fox News is on. If something's breaking, I'll go between them. But Fox News is on, and I'm looking at what's her name, Megyn Kelly, and there's this woman that they have on from time to time. Her name is Crystal Ball. She's from CNN, or she was from CNN. The woman never got anything right once on CNN. They had to let her go because she couldn't get anything right. And now they have her on Fox News. I mean, really, it must be some kind of form of entertainment that I'm not quite aware of. But anyhow, we'll bring Rick Trader on. He's the host of Conservative Commando Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me on the air.
Wait, Joe, don't interrupt me right now. I'm reading this book right now. What's the title of it? Ramblings of a White Wing Bible Something White Guy.
That sounds like a real racist, homophobic, xenophobic, phobophobic kind of person. Why would you want to read that?
I've met him in person two or three times.
Yeah.
I had dinner with him a couple of times.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that. Now we've got to get them. I don't want them just flying off the shelves. I want them backordered at the warehouse, so keep up the good work. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can order a book. Or you can go to Amazon, catch a book there. Look through it there as well. Rick, you got a couple.
And let me say, it's a very easy read. You were gracious enough to send a copy to me last night, and I started reading it. And next thing I know, it's through 3 chapters. A very easy read.
It is. Hey. I wrote it, so it's got to be, what, fourth grade level? Fourth to fifth grade level, so it's easy.
Well, I thought it was a little hard. I guess I only read on a second grade.
Well, I use some six-letter words, so it's tough, I know.
Joe, I want to congratulate you on the book.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. So, and again, just to finish up with Carrier and the jobs and all of that, neither one of us is a Trump lover. I always did feel like he was going to win only because he was doing everything different than what the people didn't want the same old, and he picked up on that early and he ran with it, and they still don't. You're exactly right.
And he's not being the same old. I mean, some people are criticizing some of the picks on his cabinet, and I like a lot of his picks. There were a couple that had me scratching my head a little bit. One was Elaine Chao. She's married to Mitch McConnell. And I'm thinking, what does this have to do with drain the swamp? But I spoke with Paul Brown, former congressman in Georgia, one of the great conservatives of our time. And he loves that pick. And he said one of the reasons that he loves that pick, when she was Secretary of Labor in the Bush administration, the liberals, the Democrats, the unions hated her.
Oh, I like her already. There you go. She
is my kind of girl.
I give her two votes. There you go. Perfect.
And then the other pick was Nikki Haley. And I'm thinking, well, Nikki Haley is this woman that was bashing Trump and this and that and whatever. And then I heard something, I think it was on Pastor Greg's show,
yeah.
A guest on Pastor Greg's show, was saying that the lieutenant governor in South Carolina is a very staunch conservative, a backer of Donald Trump, and this could be a win-win situation that they get rid of Nikki Haley, they put her in a post that doesn't mean a lot. Remember, Susan Rice was the ambassador to the United Nations, and the only thing that she's noted for making the stupid comment about a video caused the killing of our ambassador Benghazi. So I'll put Nikki Haley in that meaningless post. Has a nice title. It's a meaningless post.
Right.
We get this guy who's the lieutenant governor. We put him in the governor's seat. 2 years before the election, he's the incumbent, and that can work out really great.
Wow. You know something? I just said this to somebody, and I was guessing, and you just helped bring it home for me. I said, look, we all thought he was nuts before the primaries. He wasn't doing things the right way. He didn't this. He didn't that. He won the primaries. Coming into the general was saying, my God, this guy's never going to make it. He says all the wrong things. He doesn't have enough people on the ground. He doesn't know what he's doing. And what's he do? He wins the presidency. And now guys like me.
Get out the vote.
Right, well.
You know, he didn't really have a get out the vote team
no.
The way Hillary did, the way the Democrats did. That really concerned me. That really worried me. You know, Joe, in this, and you and I have talked about it, that all the conventional indicators said that Hillary was going to win, but this was a non-conventional race.
Yep.
Very non-conventional race.
I told
you. Non-conventional time.
Newt called it last year. Newt said that he would not know how to run in this presidential cycle. It was not ordinary. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, and I consider him a pretty smart guy. I mean, I agree with everything he does, but I consider him a pretty smart guy. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear that the latest article that said the simple truth is that President Obama is just too intelligent for Republicans to understand? You know, this writer goes.
Who said that?
It's an article out of Forward Progressives. It's a forward thinking for progressive action, and the writer says a few years back I worked with a guy who was probably a genius. In fact, he often struggled in life interacting with people because his brain simply performed at a much higher level than the average person. He says, and while I've always tried to be a big picture thinker. Knowing him when I did helped me understand a little better, right? Mr. Obama is just too smart for the average person. Mr. Obama is just too smart for Republicans to figure it out. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, you talk about thinking too highly of yourself. You talk, you know, Mr. Obama's too smart for Republicans. So
did Barack Obama write that article?
I'm looking to see if maybe it was a ghostwriter, right?
Or maybe Michelle Obama, or how about Barry Suedo? Is Barry?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Was Barry the author of that article?
Yeah. No, they go.
Hey, Joe, you know, you wanted to talk about Carrier.
Yeah, I did. Well, I want to finish up with Carrier, and my point is that I want to see him do this with Ford. He's going to do it with Apple. He's going to do it with a lot of these big companies where he's going to go to them and say, look, you leave it. And what I wanted to ask you earlier, and I never got around to it because we went sideways, was, again, as a conservative, and this is where my conservative friends are giving me a hard time because, we believe in a competitive market. I am not good with him taking I am good with him putting a tariff on these things coming back into the U.S. Because of the EPA and unions and other things, we can't compete with Mexico, Canada, and these other places. So I am okay with him threatening companies leaving the country. What about you?
I don't like it. I would rather see him work with those companies to stay here.
Okay. That's fair enough.
You know, that's just me. I don't like, you know, let's not threaten these people, these companies.
But let's
do what we, you know, he's the guy that wrote the book, The Art of the Deal.
Right.
Let's see him work these deals with these companies without threatening them. But, you know, the other thing I wanted to say about Carrier, Joe, is those 1,100 jobs, I wonder how many of those 1,100 people voted for Hillary Clinton and now can see there are other ways.
I think that's a great point. I wonder how many. Well, there were two guys on Fox last night that were being interviewed about this. And one of the guys said he wasn't a Trump supporter. And now he has a whole different viewpoint, which means that he got to see the guy in action. He got to see what truly can be done and that somebody actually cared about them.
Yes. And Joe, I think we are seeing the guy in action. And one thing that I said about Donald Trump all along was this. He is a businessman. He's got businesses around the world. He cannot manage them all himself. So what he did was the same thing Henry Ford did. He surrounded himself with great people. Okay?
Yep.
And I think that's what we are seeing with his cabinet. He is surrounding himself with great people. Oh, one of the things that he said at his campaign rally today, his victory rally today, was he says, they're criticizing me for appointing a billionaire. The man's a billionaire. The man knows how to make money, which makes a lot of sense to me because it seems like a lot of government employees know how to spend and lose a lot of money, but not necessarily make a lot.
How dare Mr. Trump fill cabinet positions with successful business people? I can't believe he would do that.
Now, let's fill them with failures, okay?
Oh my God.
Let's fill them with community organizers. How about that?
I heard that, and I couldn't stop rolling around laughing. I was laughing so hard, thinking, do they hear themselves? Do they ever go back and listen to their shows? Do they hear what they're saying? We got to go to a quick break, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Rick Trader, host of Conservative Commandos Radio, will be with me, too. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That is the Genesis Communication Network. That's how we get the signal out to more than two stations. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do, please do, be involved in the conversation. That's the only way you find out what's going on. Whether you like me or not, or like the guest or anybody else for that matter on the show, it really doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to figure out what we're thinking, how we come after things, how we think about, you know, issues and topics, unless you pay attention to what's going on. Anyway, let me bring him on right now. I've got Rick Trader on the line with me, and Rick is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio, heard every day on WNJC out of Philadelphia / New Jersey / you're all over the place out there. Tell people where they can find the show.
www.ccrshow.com, www.ccrshow.com. That's our website. Check us out there. Check us out on our internet rebroadcasters. We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Hey, you know,
not like us. How could they not like us? How could they not agree with us?
You'd be surprised. I'll send you some of the emails after the show. But
I would love to see them.
Oh, some of them are hilarious. I should start reading them like O'Reilly and Tucker Carlson do it. But But no, seriously, we've got people. It's really funny how no matter what coast you're on, no matter what stations I'm on throughout the country, the emails that I get from people are somewhat the same. Now, you can almost tell where they come from based on the angle at which they come at it. But most people, for the most part, people, they want jobs, they want security, they don't want any more political fluff or political speak. They just want the right, you know, they want the right thing done for their family. Seriously.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Speaking of doing the wrong thing, though, can you believe that this is why this? I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago. I said the Dems are totally out of touch. They have lost their minds. And I can prove it. Right? Pelosi, again, was voted in as the minority leader for the Democrats. Let me ask you a question. Rick, what are they drinking over there?
I love it. I hope they keep drinking it, Joe. I want them to drink that Nancy Pelosi Kool-Aid for the next 50 years. Let's look at the record of Nancy Pelosi,
Joe. Please.
This term you're hearing a lot today, draining the swamp.
Yeah.
Well, that's very reminiscent of what I heard from Nancy Pelosi in 2006. That's 10 years ago.
Right.
She didn't drain the swamp. She added more sludge and water to it.
Yep.
Let's look at the last four elections, okay? Under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi as the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives. 2010, the Democrats lost the House of Representatives, okay?
Yep.
2012, they won the president, but they lost more seats in the House of Representatives. 2014, they lost the Senate. 2016, they lost the presidency. And this is all under the watch of Nancy Pelosi, the woman or the person that just was reelected the minority leader by the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
What's the definition of insanity, Joe?
Yeah, yes, I know. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I am amazed. With all the people that I heard, all the Dems that were speaking against her, they still went and voted her in. She must have pictures of them with farm animals or something. You don't get away with this kind of stuff.
In what state did they just pass a law forbidding the use of farm animals?
Oh. You know, I tell this story, but people don't believe me. You got to go look it up. I won't go into detail, I promise. But I think it was a German court that had to, the German legislature, this goes back about 2 years ago, and they convened an emergency session because apparently sexual activity with your animals was running rampant in a certain part of Germany, and so they had to come together to fix that quickly.
Bob, was that because of the invasion of the Muslims?
That was
correspond with that?
I'd like to agree with you, but that was before that, and I'm thinking to myself, What has happened to people? How long do you have to be out on the farm, and how far away from civilization do you have to be where Fido starts to look good after a while? I mean, that is just sick.
Well, you know what they say about those sheepherders.
Be nice.
Those goat herders.
Oh, so I know that, you know, coming in now some of the other...
It's cold and lonely at night.
Yes, there you go. All right, I know it's late where you're at. I'm not going to let you go on with it. Anyway, so... But I want to get back to the Democrats not taking responsibility for losing this race. They're looking at what's happened. They're looking at what's going on. Chuck Schumer came out and said that the only reason that Trump won was because Trump ran on Democrat principles and Democrat policies. That's how he won. And nobody from the party, I ever heard very few, I shouldn't say nobody, I'm not going to do that, but very few people from the Democrat Party actually said, we blew it. We lost because we didn't pay attention to the people.
Well, they're so out of touch, Joe. That is proof positive how out of touch they really are.
Yeah.
They're so out of touch with the American people. It's unbelievable. Look at their constituency, Joe, and we're seeing this all over the place nowadays. Look at the Democrat constituency. When they ask who the vice president is, they don't know. When they ask who won the Civil War, they don't know. When they're asked who fought in the Revolutionary War, they don't know. When asked if they would rather live under Fidel Castro than Donald Trump, they say Fidel Castro. That's their constituency, Joe.
Oh, I know. I saw that, and I said to my, I mean, we played that on the show the other night, and I'm saying to myself, What are we doing to our kids? What are we, I'm saying we, Rick, but what are we doing to our kids? You know, the conservatives have not taken their rightful place in education, so I kind of blame them for this. Parents are not keeping up with their kids. You know, my wife said it sitting next to me tonight. She said, you know what? Lob off the tuition, right? Stop paying their tuition when they have these stupid ideas.
Parents don't want to be parents anymore. They want to be their kids' best friend.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay?
Yeah.
They want to enable their kids to... You know, Joe, what I loved, you know, your show the day before yesterday, you were talking about the website,
yep,
about reporting liberal professors who take vendettas against conservative students, and then... yesterday's show, you were talking about a professor at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, that there is a petition drive,
yeah,
to get a professor fired because he's a conservative. I mean,
yeah, amazing.
You know, you made a couple great shows, Joe, by the way.
Thank you.
I want to congratulate you. You know, but... This the inmates are running the asylum.
But where are we? Where are the guards? Where are the guards, Rick? Where are the parents? I mean, you and I are on the air every day doing the best we can, but where are the parents? Where are the people paying attention to this?
They're out paying their taxes.
I know.
I don't know. They're out paying their taxes. They want to be their kids' best friends. They don't want to be teachers. They don't want to be parents. They don't want to be guides. They want their kids to be popular. You know, being popular is so important, not just to the kid, but the parent, that their kid is popular.
Oh, hey.
And you can't be popular if your parent is a conservative. I don't know.
I love this stuff. No, I love this stuff. I'm looking at this and I'm saying what you're saying to myself. I'm saying the parents now want to be popular through the kids. They want to be that popular parent that lets the kids come over and smoke dope and drink. And you know what I'm saying? Just, my God, it was so bad.
Hey, Joe, were you in California when Reagan was governor?
No, I was in Massachusetts.
Okay, well, when Reagan was governor, the inmates at the University of California, Berkeley, took over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
What did Reagan do? He shut the place down.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I'm with you. That's the way to do it.
That's what we need here. You know, do you remember how Reagan fired the air traffic controllers?
Well, yeah. Yep.
Trump should cut off the funding to these liberal universities because they're not teaching students things that will make them successful in life.
I know.
They're teaching them things that will keep them snowflakes all their life.
Rick, we're running up against the time, so what you're going to do is tell people where they can find your show and anything else that'll turn them on to Conservative Commandos Radio. Great, great, great lineup.
Okay, it's Conservative Commandos Radio Show. It's also the Conservative Commandos Radio Network, where we have great programs like The Real Side with Joe Messina, like Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg Young. We are at WNJC 1360 AM in Philadelphia. Our website is 1360radio.com, 1360radio.com. Come find us. In my opinion, it is one of the best conservative lineups on radio, bar none.
Well, I'd say I have to agree with you, but it sounds kind of self-serving. But it is a great lineup, and you've got a lot of great guests. People need to go check out your website. You really have a lot of great guests. But we got to go. We're up against it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And you know how it goes. We're going to talk about those fixer-upper hosts who are being beat up by the media because their church doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. God, go figure. We'll be back in a few minutes.